أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak to each and every one of you. As we bid farewell to another blessed month of Ramadan for 2024, our hearts are filled with a profound sense of accomplishment and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This year, through our 2024 Ramadan Reflection video series, our 10th season, that is 10 consecutive years of creating these 30 videos in the month of Ramadan, this year we embarked on a remarkable journey delving into the depths of the noble Quran to unravel the profound role and preeminence of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, within the Quran. Over the course of nearly 30 insightful episodes, we meticulously explored a carefully curated selection of verses. And these verses shed light on the virtues, excellences, and unique position of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the eyes amplified in the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his noble family. These verses that we reviewed this year served as a gateway, allowing us to gain a deeper understanding of the unbreakable bond between Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, a bond that transcended mere companionship or even family ties as cousins, and those and two people who united through the bond of marriage of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, marrying the daughter of the final Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, Fatima to Zahra, peace be upon her. Rather, we looked at a bond that was rooted in love, respect, and unwavering faith in Islam's message. Now, through our daily reflections, we witnessed how Imam Ali, peace be upon him, embodied the teachings and the virtues of the Prophet, earning the esteemed title of the self, the nafs of the Prophet himself. His life, his actions, and his unwavering devotion stood as a shining example for all believers to emulate. Moreover, our journey through these verses reminded us of the profound love and the favor which Allah has bestowed upon Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Now, scholars of the Quran and the theologians of this faith have stated that Allah has mentioned Imam Ali over 1,000 times in the Quran, albeit never by name. Instead, what Allah did was He brought forth magnificent qualities and characteristics that could only fit with the illustrious Imam, highlighting His exalted status in the eyes of the Almighty. As we explored these verses this past month on Ramadan, we came to understand that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is inextricably woven into the very fabric of the Quran and the foundations of Islam itself. His presence and influence are deeply ingrained in the sacred text, serving as a testament to his pivotal role in preserving and propagation of the true essence of our faith. However, our exploration this month has merely scratched the surface, as there are hundreds, or as I said, thousands of other verses that speak about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the noble Quran. And it becomes our collective responsibility to continue to investigate these verses, to deepen our understanding of this remarkable figure, and to imbibe his noble qualities into our own personal lives. With that said, brothers and sisters, as we reflect on this past month of Ramadan and the enlightening journey that we went through together, I must acknowledge the unwavering support and generosity of our donors and supporters, and obviously you for watching and listening every day. Your support and contributions have been instrumental in making this year's Ramadan Reflection series a resounding success, illuminating the hearts and minds of countless viewers around the world. Your unwavering support over the past decade has been a driving force behind our efforts to share the profound wisdom of the Quran and the teachings of Islam with a global audience. This includes not only these YouTube videos, but these episodes were also being made available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a larger segment of podcast stations online. I extend our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you, and look forward to your continued support as we embark on new projects, including upcoming book publications that will further explore the rich tapestry of Islamic teachings and the profound wisdom of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Let me just give you a glimpse into some of our upcoming titles which are slated for this year and next year. Inshallah, God willing, if we have the strength and the life to continue. One of our first publications will be The Shadows of Descent, unveiling contentious events that shaped the formative years of the Muslim community. Another book is Supplication for the People of the Frontiers, a comprehensive commentary of the famous supplication taught by Imam As-Sajjad, peace be upon him. Another exciting work is The Young Muslim's Daily Devotions, a multi-volume book of prayers and supplications for young Muslim children, providing them a daily and weekly and monthly, yearly personal book of important supplications to read, with easy-to-read translation and large Arabic writing. Another important book is called Victor, Not Victim, a thorough biography of Sayyida Zainab bint Ali, peace be upon them both, including an in-depth research piece on the possibility on where she is buried, as well as 200 short stories about her life. A great way to introduce Sayyida Zainab to the new generation of Muslim children, boys and girls, by learning short stories about the illustrious daughter of Fatima and Ali, peace be upon both of them. Now you can find more information about our upcoming books by checking out our website, www.iph.ca, or sending us an email requesting more information to iph@iph.ca. I'm sure when you see our upcoming lineup of original research, writings, translations, and hybrid projects slated to be released over the next few years, you will want to contribute to the furthering of Islamic education, just as you have done by supporting these videos and our past publications over the past 20 years. To our viewers and listeners, I urge you to embrace this opportunity to deepen your understanding of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his pivotal role in Islam. Continue your journey after the month of Ramadan through the Quran by reading it constantly and seeking guidance from respectable and authentic Quranic commentary books, historical reference books, and other reliable sources. It's through this continuous pursuit of knowledge that we can truly comprehend the depth and the breadth of Islamic teachings, especially the Quran, and the pivotal role played by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, in preserving and propagating the true essence of our faith. I urge all of you to immerse yourselves in the study of the Noble Quran, because it is the living testament to the profound connection between Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the very foundations of our religion. Seek out the wisdom and guidance contained within its verses, and let the example of Imam Ali's unwavering devotion, courage, and wisdom inspire you to become better Muslims and better human beings. As we part ways for now, let's carry with us the lessons we have learned during this month of Ramadan, and let's strive to embody the virtues of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in our daily lives. May his unwavering commitment to justice, his selfless service to the community, and his profound love for Allah and his Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, serve as a guiding light for us all. Remember, our journey through the Quran and the teachings of Islam is a lifelong pursuit. It doesn't begin on the first of Ramadan and end on the 30th. It continues till we leave this world. But it requires constant dedication and a thirst for knowledge. Seek out that guidance from your local learned scholars, engage in respectful discourse, and remain open to the wisdom that can be found in the words of the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon them. Together, let us strive to uphold the principles of our beloved faith, to walk the path of righteousness, and to honor the legacy of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them. For it's through that example of Imam Ali and his family, peace be upon them all, that we can truly understand the depth and beauty of Islam. And it's through their teachings that we can become beacons of light in a world that so desperately needs guidance and compassion. Once again, I conclude, Eid Mubarak to each and every one of you. May Allah's blessings and guidance be upon us all. May Allah accept our fast in this past month of Ramadan. May Allah accept all of the supplications and prayers and charity and good deeds that we did in this past 30 days of the month of Ramadan. And may Allah allow all of us to see the next month of Ramadan with the added benefit of being in the presence of our 12th Imam, Imam Al-Hujja. May Allah hasten his noble return. Until our next meeting with you, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.